Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who went from making pancakes with her parents to making history as an international rock star and YouTube sensation, all before turning 12 years old. Her name is Nandy. Nandy was born in Durban, South Africa in 2010. Her name means Queen of the Zulus. The Zulu people are an indigenous group in Southern Africa that Nandy is very proud to be a part of. Nandy and her family moved to a small house in Ipswich, England, when Nandy was very little. One Saturday morning, when she was just 5, the family was cooking breakfast. Her dad put on a YouTube clip of the Beatles playing Hey Jude, and Nandy was mesmerized, especially by the drummer, Ringo Starr. A few weeks later, Nandy's parents let her pick out a treat for doing well on her schoolwork. She went into a toy shop with her dad and marched straight to the music section. She stopped in front of a plastic drum kit and said, "This is what I want." As soon as they got home, Nandy set up the drums, sat down, and started figuring out how to play. It was hard at first, but slowly, surely, she started making rhythms, patterns, and riffs. Nandy started taking lessons and playing along with her favorite songs, breaking down each part until she played it perfectly. With her parents' help, she started posting videos of herself playing. In one of them, Nandy sat in the corner of her living room, behind her drum kit, dressed in a blue and white polka-dotted dress and purple headphones. With a huge smile on her face, she tore into a heavy metal song by the band Metallica. She was barely tall enough to reach the bass pedal, and she was killing this song. When the music paused, Nandy twirled her drumsticks and let out one of her "This is too awesome" rock star screams. The views racked up, and people were amazed. One day, when Nandy was 9, a shiny new drum kit showed up at her house. This wasn't a toy made of plastic. This was the real deal. It turned out that a famous drummer named Questlove had seen her videos. He was so impressed that he decided to send Nandy one of the smaller drum kits that he had designed himself. Questlove wrote, "Practice, practice, practice," on a note that he sent with the drums. And Nandy did just that.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten ifs with their kids. If is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
From there, things got even better for Nandy. She posted a video of herself playing a song by the rock band Nirvana. The drummer who originally played in that band announced that she was a force of nature. His name is Dave Grohl, and he is one of Nandy's all-time drumming heroes. And so, she made a video challenging him to a drum-off. And Dave took her up on it. They posted videos of themselves playing back and forth, drumming with all their might, and millions of viewers cheered them on. Dave Grohl said Nandy had won round one. But he was upping the ante by writing a new song just for her. It was a huge moment for Nandy, whether she's rocking out with her dad in their living room or beaming on stage next to legendary musicians. Nandy spreads joy with her love of music. She even plays air drums while she's talking, the rhythms in her head moving her hands without her even thinking about it. Next up, Nandy wants to write more songs, master more instruments, start a band, and release an album. Because anything is possible as long as she feels the beat, lets the music fill her bones, and shares her joy. As Nandy says, rock out, pull faces, let go. Who cares what people think if it feels good smashing on the drums? So whatever makes you smile the most, Rebels, keep doing it every day. And watch that smile spread around the world.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. This story was produced by Isaac Kaplan-Wolner, with sound design and mixing by Bianca Salinas. It was written by Abby Scher, fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Narration by Jacqueline Green. Original theme music was composed and performed by Eletra Barjaki. Thank you to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Stay Rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.